Welcome to Custom Interviews. This is Karen Ross, and my guest today is Bonnie Harris. Bonnie is a child behavior specialist who, for the last 20 years, has been developing a new way to discipline children. And she has changed the lives of many, many parents and children in the process and through her books. Her first book was When Kids Push Your Buttons. I'm sure every parent can relate to that title. She has a new book out entitled Confident Parents, Remarkable Kids, 8 Principles for Raising Kids You'll Love to Live With. Thanks for joining me, Bonnie.
Thank you, Karen, for having me.
You've done some pretty great work here, and I know that you've impacted many, many families. And we don't have a lot of time, but we want to get as much information in as we can, and we certainly want to encourage every parent out there to buy your books. We obviously can't talk about all 8 principles, but let's just take the first one, which may be a surprise to some people. Your first principle is that children really want to be successful. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think when we look at it at face value, we think, well, sure, they want to be successful. Why not? But what's hard is for parents to really grab onto this principle when their children are misbehaving and sometimes misbehaving very, very inappropriately and look like success is the last thing in the world they want. It looks like they're out to get you, they want to be defiant, they don't want to listen, they don't want to do what you say, they're very resistant and defiant. And so it's especially important for parents who feel this way about their children to really grab a hold of this principle. What it means is that there is absolutely no reason why children do not want to be successful. They want to please. They want to be their best. They want to please you, the parent, more than anyone, and do the right thing. So when they are not doing that, what it means is there is an obstacle in their way.
Well, you say that when a child misbehaves, the child is really having a problem and not being a problem. Now, how many times do we hear a parent say, oh, that's my problem child?
Exactly.
Okay, well, how does this shift in perception change the way we would parent our kids?
When I see that my child really does want to be successful, and that if she is not being successful, that means something internal, something grounded in an emotional turmoil of some kind that we can't see and we might not ever really understand, although sometimes we can get to it, that is what is preventing the child from being successful. So when I look at it this way, I look at my child in a whole new light. I see that my child is having a problem and is not being a problem. So
well,
she's not doing it on purpose.
Just that shift in perception, I can see where it would bring about a more compassionate approach to the child.
Exactly.
Sure.
And that's where we want to be. That's where we can be the most helpful with our children. And when they know that we understand them and that we want to help them, they're going to then be more cooperative with us.
I'm sure there's not a parent out there who has not used punishment and reward as a way to motivate their kids or hopefully motivate their kids to behave better. You tell us that may be entirely the wrong approach.
You know, we've been using the reward and punishment system of parenting for generations and generations and generations, and we're all in the mindset of it. So we think that if our child is doing something wrong, something negative, then we must punish them. So it's like tit for tat, really. We're retaliating with a punishment, whether it's just yelling at them, accusing them in some way, sending them to time out, sending them to their room, taking away something they really love. All this does is cause our children to move further away from our influence and our connectedness. So we're teaching them to be retaliatory. We're teaching them to be defensive. We're teaching them to get sneakier with their behavior. You know, how many times have we heard in our lives don't you let me catch you doing that again.
Right.
And the child is going to say, oh, okay, I won't.
That's right. You'll not catch me.
That's right. And rewards are the opposite side of the same coin. Rewards that are used as prizes are punishments for the child who doesn't get them.
Mm.
And the same children, especially in a classroom, the same children are the ones who get rewarded over and over again, which sends a very sad message
sure.
to the kids who don't get them.
With the limited time that we have said what doesn't work. Give us just a tip of what does work. But again, we want to encourage people to purchase your books. The first one was When Kids Push Your Buttons, the newest, Confident Kids. Confident Parents, Remarkable Kids.
Could go the other way.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. But give us just a hint of some of the different approaches we can take.
Well, Karen, I use two very, very important skills, which one is connective communication and one is problem solving. And connective communication is a way that we can talk to our children and elicit information from them when they don't want to give it. And one of the keys about connective communication is not asking questions, but making statements of observation. And I have there's a whole principle in my book that outlines connective communication and exactly how to use it. But it is a way that helps the child feel understood, acknowledged, and validated. And once they feel that way, then they feel accepted, which is the most important value we can give our children. And then they know we're on their side, they know we want to help, and then we can help them solve their problems. So problem solving is the next step after connective communication, and it is something that does use questions but can only be used after you have really made that connection. Problem solving puts the parent in the role of facilitator of their child's thinking process, going over a problem, whether it's a problem you're having with the child or whether it's a problem the child is having with someone else. You can help them walk through it, develop a conscience, and develop their own way of handling a situation. And I have found often when children can work through a problem with a parent, they're done with it. They often don't even need to handle it with whoever they're having a problem with, because it's a very empowering tool.
Sounds like the ideal solution.
Yeah.
For those who want to get more information, obviously they should go pick up the books, but do you have a website people can check into?
BonnieHarris.com or ConnectiveParenting.com, either one.
Okay.
The same site.
Very good. Bonnie, thank you so much for joining me on Custom Interviews.
Thank you, Karen. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.